Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy. There's a chance of snow, around an inch of accumulation possible, a low of 24. The man accused of driving an SUV that slammed into a car, killing two men and injuring another in June of 2015, has been convicted of all 13 counts against him following a week-long trial. A Racine County jury deliberated about an hour and a half this morning before finding 32-year-old Ramon Campbell guilty of charges that include first-degree reckless homicide, homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle, hit and run causing great bodily harm and causing injury while operating intoxicated. The accident near the Main Street Bridge took the lives of 31-year-old James Peterson and 57-year-old Ray Schweisinger. Richard Halber was seriously injured. Campbell's attorney had argued he was a passenger and another man was driving at the time of the accident. Campbell will be sentenced May 8th. Racine police are investigating after a car struck an apartment building in the 1900 block of Lathrop Avenue earlier this afternoon. The driver of the vehicle was transported to the hospital. Initial reports indicate the driver may have been trying to pass another vehicle before his car struck the building. Governor Walker has announced the appointment of Racine County Assistant District Attorney Robert Repishak to the Circuit Court to replace Judge Alan Torhorst, who is retiring. Repishak has been an ADA in Racine County since 1998. He's also served as a municipal attorney in the towns of Norway and Dover. Prior to joining the DA's office, he was in private practice. Governor Walker, in a statement, says Repishak has demonstrated not only a long history of service to the Racine County community, but also a strong dedication to the fundamental constitutional principles that will serve him well on the bench. Torhorst has been a circuit court judge for 26 years, last re-elected in 2015. His resume includes 1976 to 1991 as an attorney for the city of Burlington. In 2014, he was chosen chief judge of the 2nd Judicial District, which covers Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Incinerator's plans for an 86,000-square-foot office and lab building in Mount Pleasant won support from the Village Plan Commission this week. The company is targeting the southwest corner of Highway 20 and International Drive as part of a development agreement, according to Community Development Director Sam Schultz. Commission Chair Davis Driver called it a really nice-looking building and site plan.
I know that talking to staff that many of our standard conditions got built into this project already, so there was you don't see a lot of conditions here because so much is already included and incorporated, so we appreciate that as well.
The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission gave the Incinerator headquarters plan a unanimous thumbs up. There are no more Class B liquor licenses in the city of Burlington, including reserves, which leaves no ability to directly help restaurant applicants. So the city is reaching out to neighboring communities for help, but it will cost. During Council Committee of the Whole discussion, City Attorney John Belogic said a business could approach a neighboring community about transferring a license to the city for that business, but the city's outright purchase may be a better choice.
Unless there is a dispirited discussion against the acquisition of that Spring Prairie license, we'll set up the resolution procedure for that to occur, and you can make a final decision at that time. I think we're interested in knowing if you are at all interested in a temporary applicant-specific license arrangement, if that would ever present itself.
The aldermen were told they'll be hearing more about this in the near future as staff proceeds with a recommendation based on the discussion. State Representative Corey Mason of Racine will be unveiling a new bilingual legislative website on Monday. He'll hold a news briefing at the Racine Public Library, joined by immigration reform advocates and stakeholders from the Latino community. An advisory from his office indicates the new website will provide more of Mason's constituents access to public information and services. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.